Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up on this Monday edition, it is NFL Draft Week. We have got stories, tales from the NFL Draft. We've also got rumors about potential trades and what the future could look like for one quarterback for the next 20 years. Plus, we're going to discuss the NBA playoffs. Listen, lackluster start, everything pretty chalk. We've got an output in the NHL that we've never seen before. We're going to talk Garcia, Haynes, and what that fiasco looked like on Saturday night. Plus, we got another edition of In Case You Missed It. We've also got the FSR IR, and we've got you in and you out. It's all yours coming up next here. Two pros and a cup of Joe on a Monday, Fox Sports Radio.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, hell yeah. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. You can find us on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country. Wherever you are making us a part of your Monday morning, we appreciate it. We're going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, and we always do so live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installs. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. How the hell are we feeling here on a Monday morning?
Good morning.
Fired up?
Good morning.
Excited?
Sure.
Wishing yesterday's games had been a little bit more competitive, just a little bit more, you know? It was probably, I guess the Pelicans OKC was, but that was about it in all of sports.
Very chalky. Very chalky opening
chalky
weekend
and
in the NBA
just
playoffs.
Blowouts.
Yeah.
You ever feel like... you kind of wish you could just fast forward everything sometimes. You know, like the DVR has really kind of spoiled me, because if you've got something on demand, you can kind of choose how you want to watch it, when you want to watch it. And I wish we could just have the option to just fast forward to like games 4 and 5 of these series. Because I feel like the opening weekend in the first round of the NBA playoffs, it's just kind of, you know what's going to happen for the most part. And you're just hoping there's no serious injury, and there's a lot of guys that are already injured going into the playoffs. Just, I'm with you, a little bit lackluster from the NBA to start off the playoffs.
I feel like I'd love to go back through the last few years and look at like the margin of victory. It wasn't just the NBA, though. I mean, even in hockey, like the Rangers obviously won by a wide margin their game. I guess Cavs and Jets were a little more competitive. A lot of scoring in that, which was ridiculous, but... yeah, just overall. I mean, Scottie Scheffler's up 5 today, finishing up the RBC. I mean, it just nothing was really overly competitive yesterday.
Yeah.
Sixers, that was a little bit of a surprise. Sixers and the Knicks, I'd say. Other ones, I kind of felt like that was on par. I thought it was interesting that the Heat, who has had, obviously, the Celtics' number, have played – so chippy and so well, even without having Butler in the lineup. It seemed like it could have been a game before it got a little.
Did the Knicks
out
play
of
yesterday?
No, I'm just talking in general.
Saturday.
They
weren't the they were the favorite though, right?
Yeah, well, but I feel like the Sixers should win. A lot of people I've talked to think that the Sixers have a great opportunity to win the series.
Yeah, the series price was even money on that one. Which
I felt like that's a series if you have a healthy Joel that they should win. He's not fully healthy, but I think that I felt like he would be healthy enough for them to make it a better game or win the game. So I'm interested because that was a super competitive game there, maybe the most of all of them that took place.
The best event of the weekend was the Garcia-Haney fight.
No doubt.
It was interesting.
I mean,
which also wasn't really close. Yeah, well, unless you're looking at the cards, which for it seemed like a...
That was a that's one of the weirder fights and buildups to a fight I've seen.
It was
seen
a weird
a post
game interview or post fight interview as well. I mean, he went from talking about Jesus believed in him and I love God and I love Jesus to F that mother effer. I'm not that ever, man. Y'all pieces of ass, though. Like, whoa, hold on, bro.
That I drink and smoke every night, and then he's, you know, he's sending videos of him smoking weed, apparently chilling afterwards, and then chilling. Lets everybody know church is at noon. It's like, okay, well,
he did say
put that on your way in.
ADHD, and it looked like it was apparent. It was at work, Dorn.
That looked more like being bipolar, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I wouldn't disagree with that.
That wild fight, man.
It was. I mean, it again, I know people don't like Floyd. They don't like him. But you should. Because the bottom line is, whether you liked his fighting style or not, he has been a master. He was a master at not getting hit and being able to win fights. And listen, I just watched the Canelo fight. Canelo's going to fight again pretty soon. The dude is as good as it gets, and Floyd schooled him.
Yeah.
He schooled him. And we look at these fighters that you start to get a little comfortable or confident comparing to Floyd and how he does and what he does and the differences. And a lot of people got to that point with Devin Haney. And it did not look like that was a Floyd-esque or comparable guy to Floyd during the course of that fight at all.
Yeah, I think the bigger story is Garcia, though. Just I'm not sure how good he can be, but so he wins the fight. He doesn't make the weight, so he doesn't get the belt.
Yeah, he doesn't get the
belt. And like when you're watching Oscar De La Hoya on the post-game press conference – I mean, I think they're really concerned about whatever his path is going to be moving forward. If that is legitimately his regimen up until the fight, if this is what it is afterwards, like, what is the lifespan? Like, you can only do what he's doing if he's doing it at that high of a level so long before it catches up with you.
I don't know what the lifespan is, but I know Bernard Hopkins wanted to bang with Big Haney, the dad. You remember when he told him, let's go to the bathroom. Like,
yeah.
let's go catch a fade in the bathroom. I just know that Golden Boy was probably super happy that Garcia beat the hell out of Devin Haney in that fight.
Well, then you had Eddie Hearn, the promoter for Haney, who got into it with Garcia's dad afterwards as well, too. It's like everybody's dad's trying to fight everybody's promoter. It's just a fun event, and I wonder if Haney's going to be the same after that fight.
They did say they would run it back, right?
Okay, well.
I would not want to see that fight again. I didn't think Haney was even in the zip code. And he was lucky. Is it Doc? Harvey Doc.
I mean, terrible job.
Harvey Doc held him up, allowed him to hold the point deduct. I mean, the whole thing, you're going, dude, just let him fight. And to Garcia's point, like, they probably should have called it earlier.
Yeah.
If not for Harvey Doc really giving Haney every chance he had to catch his breath, recoup, at times allowing him to lock up more than he should have. I mean, it was... He kind of made it try to sound like it was even, but when you're watching, you're like, dude, he's outstanding up. He's just trying to survive and hang on. And yet the entire time, Doc's just letting him keep tying up. It's just, I was shocked. I thought that was as a poor of, I mean, I don't know if you want to call it officiated, whatever you want to call it. It was just, it was bad. You can't have that for another big fight like that.
I just think when you're the champ and you lose, you should get another go at it. Like, that's just how I look at it. I mean, I get it. Sometimes champs get dominated and they lose, and then they realize what took place and what happened, and then the rematch is something totally different. Like, yeah. I'm waiting for the Buck Crawford.
I just wouldn't want to watch it again.
You know, I'm waiting for that Errol Spence fight. I'm waiting for that one to come back around.
That's
he dominated him. Like, it's not really you should see that again, but if the champ feels like we should have a rematch, that's because they gave him a chance. Like he said, give me another shot at it. Haney said, give me another shot at it because, you know, in the end, I gave Garcia a shot at it, like, which he did. He gave him the opportunity to fight him.
Well,
and so that's, to me, you give him another, like, run it back.
The tough thing is it's not for a belt.
No, so it's not. It's not. But Garcia didn't get it either.
Right,
so it's kind of like it doesn't matter because it still was the champ. Like, he gave up his belt, but it isn't. It's not like Garcia's the champ now and he gets to move with saying I'm the champ.
Because he missed weight by the 3 pounds, he got punished and there was like a $600,000 punishment that was a fine by the commission or whatever as part of the contract. Then I guess he told Haney, I'll give you $500,000 for every pound I'm over. And Haney said he made good on it. So Haney ended up getting one extra $1.5 million just because Ryan Garcia wanted to smoke weed and drink, you know, 3-4 nights a week or every single night before he got ready for the fight.
Did you see he placed a $2 million bet on himself? Which, I mean, I don't know if that's legal or not based on the report, but that would be a huge, huge win.
Oh, yeah. Was it like plus 575 in some places?
During the fight, they were showing the live odds. He was like plus 450, and it was very apparent after the first 3 rounds he was going to be the better of the two fighters that night. I mean, Haney had a few rounds after that, but you could still live bet almost get 5-1 odds on Ryan Garcia, like 3-4. And he probably, I would say, won the first 2 or 3. I mean, it was shocking to see kind of like how far into the fight it took it before it started to even become live betting, even money.
Ryan Garcia was down on one of the judges' scorecards.
Oh, yeah, you can't. Like,
that is wild as hell. Yeah. 3 knockdowns.
Let me tell you something. Whenever there's complaints about NFL officiating and stuff like that, just get a whiff of boxing every now and again, and you just wonder, what the hell are you guys watching?
Bro, he was down, like, what are they having down? 3 points? On the first card,
it just doesn't, like, how do you have the fight even when there were 3 knockdowns?
Right.
Like, so there's basically 3 10-8s, except for one of them was a point deduction. So you look at that and it's probably a 9-8. But how do you have him as a draw when he's knocked the guy down 3 times? And the funny thing is, because the right guy won the fight, nobody's going to question that judge because the result
outweighs. The fight we bet on, though. You know, we bet on a fight where the guy clearly won.
And we got jobbed. We were on the right side of that. Again, I'm not even going to bring up the fact that I got bad betting advice this weekend again from Brady Quinn. I'm not going to bring that up again.
What?
Second weekend in a row.
When did we even talk this weekend?
Avs, what? Jets, Colorado. I mean, I'm sitting there going,
When did we even talk this weekend?
You texted me and said, hey, I got a winner for
this
you.
That's not true.
I got a winner for you.
You were the biggest liar in the history.
You said, and I quote, I've got a winner for you. I apologize for last week. Let me make it up to you. I really like
this. Does any of that sound like something I would say?
And meanwhile,
why would I ever call you with betting advice? I wouldn't share anything with you from a betting standpoint. Out of the fact that you would probably be the mush. You probably taint the entire thing.
Meanwhile.
So I would not share any. I will share betting advice someone asked me about. So Saturday night, someone texted. They said, hey, I had bet $3,500 on Scottie Scheffler to win the RBC Heritage. And he goes, I can cash out now, because he was up 4 strokes, 3 strokes, whatever, win $9,200, or I could let it play out Sunday and potentially win $20,000. And I was like, I don't know what to tell you, man. This is like a no-win spot to be in. I was like, I go, I don't know. Can he stay this hot forever? Like, I just cash out now. Who knows? Yeah, this dude's probably, hopefully he didn't, because he's probably still, he's going to win $20,000 tomorrow.
Oh, but that's rough. Yeah, way to put you in a bad spot there.
But again, I do not talk to you about betting ever.
All I know is this, is that the Colorado Avalanche gave up 7 goals, and the only way you do that is if you pull the goalie an hour before the game and just let it ride. Dang. They were awful. Absolutely awful. I'm sick of this crap.
Dang.
You are also going up against the best goalie in the league. So
He gave up 6, didn't he?
He did. It was more crazy. They gave up 6 within like the first 12 minutes of that first period.
See, that was fun.
Combined.
That's the thing about the NHL playoffs. You don't have to have a rooting interest. Just throw a game on and hope it's a close one in the third period, and you're good. Just sit and watch, and just watch the intensity take over, and it's a fun little ride for everybody. This is going to be a fun little ride for all of us here on Fox Sports Radio. It's 2 Pros and a Cup of Joe. We're going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock Pacific. It's a Monday, so we're going to have the usuals. We've got our FSR IR coming up hour 2 of the program. We're also going to close up shop with another edition of You In or You Out, and later this hour, it's another edition of In Case You Missed It. Again, a 3-hour extravaganza here from the TireRack.com studios. Coming up next, though, if you wanted some good old-fashioned drama for the NFL draft, we got it for you right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of 2 Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters?
Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up a little over 20 minutes from now from the TireRack.com studios, we've got ourselves another federal investigation in the world of sports. You talk about all-time dumb moves, we've got one for you. Again, that'll be yours a little over 20 minutes from now. So it is draft week, draft coming up Thursday, and it felt like it was a foregone conclusion that Caleb Williams is going to go one overall. And it looked like Jaden Daniels was going to go number two overall. And then last week, the odds took a change. Next thing you know, Drake May and Jaden Daniels are even money. And then the money starts to shift a little bit. But it's been nowhere near where Jaden Daniels was as the projected number two pick. And then all of a sudden, stories start to come out that apparently Jaden Daniels' agent was none too pleased with the fact that the Washington Commanders brought in four quarterbacks at the same time to visit. And liked a bunch of tweets, and Adam Schefter and Jeremy Fowler and many others are saying, listen, he wasn't happy with what is going on in Washington. He's exploring his options. They've thrown out the potential, obviously we've talked about it, Antonio Pierce and his relationship in Las Vegas with Jaden Daniels. Is he trying to force the Raiders to come up and get him? Either way, not the greatest look for everybody on Jaden Daniels' side. So much so that, what was this, a crisis manager that they hired Brady Quinn to go ahead and make sure everything was on the up and up, and or want to be clear, he's happy to go anywhere, and he's honored to play for anybody in the NFL. Whatever you want to call it, whole lot of smoke there, a lot of issues, a lot of drama, once again, for the Washington Commanders, who are picking number two in the draft. And I got a feeling back in 2000, they didn't have to deal with all this crap there, LeVar, back when you were sitting there at number two.
What? I thought we were going to Q. We generally go to Q first.
These are the commandos.
Listen.
Your commandos.
I never knew there was a rule on how you bring players in for their visits and their interviews. I mean, quite frankly, I wasn't offended by it. I made mention of it. The story had surfaced. We were on air on Saturday. And I made mention of the fact that it just depends on what your mentality is, right? I mean, if this is true that he had a problem with other quarterbacks being there the same time as him, I would just say maybe he needs to take a look at what his mentality is and what his approach is, because this is a job interview. You don't have a job. They haven't hired you. So no matter if you like the organization or not, you still handle yourself in a way where it's glowing, it's classy, and it's something that leaves a lasting impression on the people that may employ you, because you just never know where this game may take you and your opportunity for employment at a different juncture in your career. So but at the same time, if he felt a certain type of way about them not having him there by himself and not giving him maybe the intimacy of it just being him and the people that are making the decision, I mean, he's allowed to voice that opinion. Like, I would have liked to have had it be more of a one-on-one setting where, you know, he felt a certain type of way in terms of what he was doing, but it's a job interview. So if I want to bring in multiple quarterbacks for this, then I would assume that that's the prerogative of the organization that is doing job interviews to fill the vacancy that they're trying to fill for that job. That's what I would say. I mean, I wouldn't be offended by it. They haven't hired me yet.
Oh, I'm offended. I'm offended by the fact that did they really use Topgolf to do this? I mean, that's what we're talking about.
What's wrong with Topgolf?
That's offensive. All right, dang, I'm just saying.
Take me on a real course, at least.
Anything. I mean, you go bowling. I mean, just Topgolf. Like we've got to go to a place like that. Like that's where we're taking them. I mean, oh man, I don't know. For as much criticism as it received from his agent, and there were some other folks out there. I know Mike Florio really stood in his soapbox, and you know, you get 30 of these, and you gotta spend as much time with each one. It's like, well, maybe that's not how they want to do this. Maybe they felt like, much like the combine, where you have all four quarterbacks who you might be looking at right there, you're able to compare and contrast in real time. So let's just take away the Topgolf, because I'm still shocked that that was what they used as their basis of comparison, if that was part of it. And think about the film room. Think about the board. Think about as each guy walks through and goes through whatever it is you're trying to test them on to see how they compare. Isn't it easier to do it if you just watch the last guy walk out and the next guy walk in after? I mean, that's what we talk about the use for the combine outside of the medical is the interviews. So I sit there and listen to it, and I can understand where people would say, well, wouldn't you want to have just one guy in there and spend as much time as – they've spent a lot of time with these guys already. They're going to spend, obviously, 5, 6, 10 years, depending on if things go well, with these guys. They've got a pretty idea, I think, of what they're looking for. The thing for a team like Washington, who sits at number two, is they have a real decision to make on who they're picking between. So the reality of their choices, it is a comparison between a Jaden Daniels, a Drake May, a J.J. McCarthy, maybe Caleb Williams, although we're pretty sure he's going number one. But even if you're looking at, you know, hey, how good is Caleb Williams compared to the rest of these guys? If he is that much better and that far out, maybe I'm looking at Caleb Williams too, saying to Chicago, like, hey, what would you trade up? What would you do? Maybe they see Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams being closer. You never know. So I have no issue with them using a visit for all four on the same day for comparison's sake, because that's what they have to do come Thursday. They have to make a decision on one. And so we call this whole the combine process, we call a lot of this stuff speed dating. That's in essence what they did. They did another round of speed dating. We have reality TV shows where we literally give out a rose. We have a group of dudes who are trying to date one girl, marry one girl, or vice versa. We watch that, and we're entertained by it. Yet the second we use that as maybe a little cause for comparison for this particular case, where you got one rose to give come Thursday, we're going to knock it? I don't know. I mean, it just the way I'm looking at it is, it's more offensive they went to Topgolf. All right. LeVar could take us through. There's better things to do in the D.C. area than go to Topgolf. That's all.
I don't know everything that they did. I don't know. I mean, that was the above board version of what was taking place. I don't know what happened after that. If they had anybody else take them around after Topgolf, I don't know. But
I mean, if you were going to smoke somebody out, was, you know, fearful of competition, this would be one way to do it. You know, like if you're auditioning.
I mean, but is it fearful of competition, or is it your ego? I mean, listen, if I'm Jaden Daniels, I think I'm the best quarterback in this draft.
Is this a fireable offense? Like, would you call your agent and be like, what are you doing? Or is Jaden Daniels behind this? Because there's more, like everything I've seen from these reports from Schefter and the rest of these guys is that no, like he really, they're not sure about Washington.
It doesn't matter if they're sure about Washington. They don't get to choose. That's what the interesting thing to me about all of this is, okay, if you come out and you say, I don't want to go to Washington, so this gives me the opportunity to have an out. It doesn't. It does not. Again, there's some people that are really, really high on Jaden Daniels. If I were picking number one overall in the draft, I would take Jaden Daniels, number one. That's who I would take. And I've stood on that. I've said that from day one. Now, I know there's a lot of pressure and a lot of media. I stand on it.
Stand on it.
There are a lot there are a lot of people out there that, you know, think that it's just a far and away runaway for Caleb Williams to be number one, and it's probably very true. But if you really take the time to look at their games and how they've handled things and what it looks like, to me, I look at Jaden Daniels and I say, if Jaden Daniels goes to the right scenario, the right situation, he's this year C.J. Stroud. That's what I think. And it's because he not only can throw the ball well and throw it from the pocket. I mean, he has some really, really good receivers to throw to as well. But he also is an X factor in being able to run the ball. His mobility is pretty elite. I would think he's the most mobile out of the top quarterbacks. I mean, JJ is a pretty mobile guy as well. But I would think that Jaden Daniels is the most mobile of all of the quarterbacks coming out in that top tier. So to me, if I'm Washington. We can have the conversation, but this isn't a deal breaker. Like, you were offended, let's talk about it. This is, you know, and they can handle it however they want to handle it from there. And if I'm Jaden Daniels, let's talk about it. You know, I don't know that I would have, if it is indeed Jaden Daniels, if he's trying to get to the Las Vegas Raiders, and that might be what everybody's thinking is taking place, and they might not be wrong. If you're trying to find a way to slide down the board, I mean, maybe that's why you say this. Maybe that's why you say leak it out and let's see what we can get from it. But for the most part, if you're not trying to slide down the draft board or get the Raiders to come up the draft board, it doesn't matter what he did. He's going to get drafted 1, 2, 3. Or if somebody trades up, you know, to 4, whatever, where is it the Arizona Cardinals at 4?
Yeah, sitting at 4.
Yeah, so whatever it may be, he's going in one of those picks.
He may not like Washington. You think playing for Bobby Orchids is a better situation in New England?
Bobby Orchids.
You think that's a better spot for him to go?
Is that yours? Is that original?
Also, you like that, Bobby Orchids?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Also, he must really suck at golf.
Bobby Orchids.
If just the thought of a driving range sent him into social media convulsions the way that it did.
Yeah, but with multiple quarterbacks.
He must stink out loud at golf.
But multiple quarterbacks, come on.
I mean, they're all getting, it's not like any of those guys are, you know, shooting 10 under at the RBC Heritage or whatever that tournament is going on this weekend. You know, like, what has he got to worry about? You think McCarthy's out there, you know, hitting 400-foot bombs or 400-yard bombs? Just go there, tee it up, say, hey, I suck, but I'm better than you guys at quarterback. Let it fly.
I was about to say something horribly bad. No, it could go bad.
What?
Never mind. I was really about to say it, but no.
A little heat checks, even if he's listening. Come on.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. No. It's too early.
Why?
It's too early. As a matter of fact, it's never late enough for what I was about to say. I'm not going to say it.
Pertaining to golf or pertaining to?
I mean, you know, if you're not swinging a golf wood that good, I mean, just, you know. Yeah, I'm not going to do it. Nah, I'm not going to do it.
Nah, man.
I did do a Blue Chew read coming out of the first break. That's, you know.
Yeah, well.
You could try to be MVP in different ways.
I mean, can I also just say devil's advocate here? All right.
Okay.
I just want to say this.
Okay.
This is now the second kind of weird story about how Washington does things. You know, you had Ben Johnson, the Lions OC, who reportedly was a little bit taken aback by the process of interviewing with the Washington Commanders, quote unquote. They've got basketball people running things over there, not happy about it. Now you've got a quarterback who's not happy. I don't know that this is a Washington problem or more so a Jaden Daniels problem, which is what it feels like. But
Nothing's changed is what you're saying.
Well, just kind of a weird. And then you're seeing this stuff that the Josh Harris, the new owner, that he's a little bit more involved in the process than some people expected him to be, which reads to me like, oh boy, do we have another David Tepper or a Daniel Snyder on our hands? I'm not saying it's at that level. I'm just wondering. Okay. You know, we were told now that Dan Snyder's gone, everything's going to be smooth, and it just hasn't seemed like it's been
that smooth.
Is that
what we've been told?
That was the understanding.
That's the bill of goods that was sold?
That's the understanding that I had.
I heard the culture has been shifting. It has been changing. I hear the way they're handling things is much more along the lines of how you build a championship culture. That is what I've heard from people internally that worked there, so... And at this point, I don't think anyone would have any cause to be, you know, deceptive in saying that. They're trying to bring back former players. They're trying to kind of clean things up that have been messed up and ruined and broken through the course of the years. But I would just say give them a chance. This is their first draft. This is, you know, they're finding their way. Obviously, they had Magic involved, so when they say basketball people, I would assume that's part
of what
they're
talking. It's
actually
Bob Myers who they were meaning.
So, yeah. Oh, is that who they're referencing? All right. Well, yeah. I mean, I would assume referring to it, you have him involved. I mean, you know, he knows how to win.
Magic wanted Belichick.
Magic knows how to win, man.
Magic Johnson told him to hire Belichick as coach.
Did he?
Overruled.
Well, give him a chance.
Yeah.
Give him a chance. Where'd you hear that? Where'd you see that?
One of the various reports out there.
Various?
Yeah, there's just so much. There's so much out there now that it's really hard to keep track of.
He knows the NFC East, you know? I wouldn't have thought that would have been a phenomenal hire. And what's interesting is it would have been a horrible hire if Dan Snyder was the owner, because Dan needs control. Dan doesn't like feeling little. In comparison to who's coaching the team. I saw that with Marty. But I don't know how this new guy is, and I don't know what his personality make is, but I would have thought that Belichick would have been a shoe-in to be a hire for a team like the Washington Commanders.
Yeah.
I always feel like these owners, especially the new ones, it's almost like when – I mean, I shouldn't say little kids do this, even though they do, because adults do it too. But you know when your little kid gets like a new toy and they're all about it for like, I don't know,
a week.
Two, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then it's like, then they don't even know what it is
anymore. They break it bad in.
Yeah. Well, they break it or they like misplace it. Then they don't even ask about it. And it's just kind of like an afterthought.
Yep.
I wonder if that's how with new owners, that's kind of how it is a little bit. Like they get in, they get all crazy about it. They break it. They mess it up. They lose it. And then it's like, after a while, it's just like, yeah, this is a lot harder than I thought. Mm. You know, I'm just going to let the football people do what they do.
I mean, I heard that Dan Snyder's first draft, like his first ever draft pick, like he basically chose the person that he felt a closer bond with.
You know, it's crazy. He drafted.
We've probably been to some games together.
Yeah. He drafted LeVar Arrington and Chris Samuels and already had a divisional round football team. And then brought in Deion Sanders, Bruce Smith, a couple other guys to add to that team. Jeff George as the backup. I mean, I have no idea why it didn't work. I have no idea why I didn't get off to a start where we started off with a Super Bowl appearance, at least a Super Bowl appearance. You had Daryl Green, Champ Bailey, Deion Sanders, all on the same team. All on the same team. Yeah, Mark Carrier in the back and was still a baller at the time.
Still,
super smart.
Still thumping.
With Sam Shade out of Alabama. Still was thumping. Like, we had one of the craziest, most talented teams that you could have. We had Steven Davis in the backfield. Skip Hicks was his backup. We brought in Adrian Morrell. We had Larry Sinners as the fullback. Who, if you know about football, Larry Sinners is like probably one of the greatest chippers, one of the dopest like swing backs that you could have. Play fullback, tailback, super dope dude. We had Eric Metcalf. I mean, bro, we were loaded, and we won nothing. We ain't even make the playoffs. We didn't even make the playoffs.
Damn.
I think between me and Chris Samuels, we have like 9, 10 Pro Bowls. We ain't win S.
Well, listen. You know?
But maybe it's different.
Yeah,
that's all
era.
I'm saying. Maybe it's different. Like, you know, I don't want to pile on the Commanders. I'm talking about the old regime since that's
what
you brought up.
Well, yeah, they haven't had a season yet.
Yeah, like maybe it's better. Like, let's not be down on them just yet.
Well, we'll get to see. It is two pros and a cup
maybe
of Joe
the ghost
here
of little
Fox
Danny
Sports
running
Radio.
Around ramping in Commander's Park, though, you know.
Making Top Golf reservations without people knowing. Coming up next here, we are going to have another edition of In Case You Missed It featuring another investigation in the world of sports, and it's yours here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. Coming up top of next hour, about 10 minutes from now, the potential of a trade near the top of the NFL draft is on the table. We'll explain who it involves coming up here again 10 minutes from now on FSR. Before we get to another edition of In Case You Missed It, though, shortly after our show, a reminder that our podcast will be going up. So if you've missed any of it, be sure to check out the pod, search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review it. Again, search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. You'll see this show posted right after we get off the air.
Sometimes you can't get to everything in the world of sports or entertainment. Good thing the guys are here to bring you In Case You Missed It.
And for that, we turn it over to our executive producer, Lee DeLapp.
Good Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Brady. Good morning, LeVar. Good morning, Jonas.
Good morning.
Guys, in case you missed this.
Woo.
Guys, in case you missed this, a federal investigation in the world of sports, this time coming from the, coming from the Federal Aviation Administration, that on Colorado Rockies hitting coach Hensley Mullins, who posted a video of himself sitting in the cockpit behind the
got caught up on that one. Wow, that one. He just choked all
yeah,
on that
he's
word.
Sitting in the captain's seat. Yeah.
Oh God.
Lorena, stop. Hey, Lorena, just stop. Let the guy finish.
Jeez. Work it on out, Lee. Come on.
Yeah, sitting in the cockpit in the captain's seat in a United Airlines charter flight from Denver to Toronto. Posted it himself, just sitting there doing his thing, joking about landing the plane.
That's smart.
Yep. FAA is now investigating.
That's brilliant.
Really?
Yeah.
I've sat in a cockpit.
Wow.
I've sat in a cockpit before.
Oh, I know.
Oh, whoa. Oh. No. Okay, keep going, Lee. Keep going. Next topic. Golly.
Why would this guy think it was okay to sit up there and then to post videos online about it? Like, what an idiot.
Dang.
Also, the Rockies are the same team that I think they used their best pitcher as a pinch runner, and the guy broke his arm sliding into home earlier this year. So, not the most well-run organization right now. If only they were like the Avalanche. You know what I mean?
Yeah, be careful while sitting in cockpits, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's yep. What I hear.
Yeah.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.